I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes and gags and bits and bobs they can't get to work. I'm here with Joel, as always, producer Joel. Here he is.
Hi.
There he is. How's it going?
Very good.
Yay. Mm. So, you lucky devils, we gave you a bonus episode last week or this week? This week. It is this week. It's four days ago.
Yeah, that's not how weeks work.
But if it's 4 days ago, it still was this week, wasn't it? This week starts... Or it was on Sunday. Sunday's the first day of the week, or is Monday the first day of the week? So I could just say 4 days ago.
Yeah.
We gave you a bonus episode with Danny Ward, and it was excellent. Really good one. Lots of lovely feedback. People enjoying Danny's sleep talking that he played us.
Yeah, I found that terrifying.
Did you really? Yeah. What, the dark ones?
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it, go back. It's only one episode ago. Have a last listen. I like, the most comments have come from the wrestling-related sleep talk that he did.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's sort of funnier. You know, telling someone to clean your own fucking oven. I mean, that is funny.
That's
actually
really funny.
Yeah. So
it's not an easy job cleaning the oven.
I'll tell you a secret.
Never cleaned an oven.
Never cleaned an oven.
I tried it and I made such a mess.
I didn't know
of it.
They needed cleaning. So feedback from last week. No, not even from last week. From ages. Well, not even feedback. I don't. I'll be honest with you, Joel. I don't really know what this is. Mike Billum. He's quite keen to chip in.
Yep.
He listened to David Trent episode where he talks about pine cones being nature's spunk. Yeah. And he sent us a video of not as bad as it sounds. He just throwing some pine cones in the air and then landing on his head. Have a look. He did it. Thanks, Mike, for chipping in. Last week we said that it was going to be a Rob Beckett episode.
Yeah.
But I've been a Wally, and I bought the wrong SD card.
Yeah.
Memory card for the layman.
You're the layman, mate, in this situation.
So I haven't got it. And I'm not going all the way back to North London.
No.
So we're just switching around. So it's Sean Walsh. So... Great. And I recorded this one with Sean a couple of weeks ago in his back garden. Mm. First outdoor one. I was a bit worried about the sound, but I think it comes out pretty good.
Sounds really good. Listen out for the occasional tweet of a bird.
Is there?
Yeah, which I think is really nice.
That's
nice.
And why not tweet about it?
Good
at
stuff.
Jokes with Mark. It's a nice little link on plug in it. And on iTunes, give it a subscribe or on whatever you listen to it on, platform. That's what they say, isn't it, Joel, in the biz.
Yep. SD card platform. So technical now.
Yeah. So someone had a go at me for saying about the podcast dropping. They said that I'm not cool enough to say
the podcast has dropped.
But I keep saying it. Yeah. So anyway, here's the episode with the brilliant Sean Walsh. Hope you enjoy it.
Do you have to start a sound check with every comedian by testing their laugh like you do with me?
Yeah.
Do you really?
No.
All right.
I just know your laugh.
Yeah.
And that is definitely the highest pitch. Is it pitch?
Just say loudest.
Loudest. Oh, God. How long has it been since we've done our podcast?
Well, our podcast,
yeah. That's got to be nearly a year since we've done it, is it?
Yeah.
I reckon it's actually a year. It is a year.
It's quite sad. I know. I get sad that we don't do it. Do you know that?
Really?
I really
miss
it.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. I do as well.
I don't know how we're going to do it.
Do you think you just miss me?
I miss us.
Oh, there you go. That's, I'll take that. That's good. Yeah. What?
What is that? Come on, this is your show.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not really prepared.
This is why I led to the other one.
You know what's interesting is we had a Nando's. We always eat chicken before we do a podcast, and then we're not really with it.
Oh yeah.
Anything you want to say about the old podcast? Nothing
the
really.
Old
anything you want to do?
Sorry, our podcast. Or yeah, the last time we did this.
Our podcast. Like, do you want to do a little...
If there are any listeners that listen to your podcast, listened to our podcast...
There will be some, yeah.
And also to people that haven't checked it out, like, go and check
out. Oh, yeah.
Filmish and Newsish.
Newsish on iTunes. Check it out. There's loads.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole years. How long were we doing it for?
A couple of years.
Do you want to do a, for old time's sake, do you want to do a...
What?
Local gossip. No. Oh, we could do that, but no, local gossip.
What, just the sort of catch-up?
No, the intro bit to the local gossip.
Okay. Well, no, but they're not going to know what we're talking about.
They might not be. Joel won't keep it in, probably.
Okay. So we used to do jingles. I used to do my own jingles into sections.
Yeah.
And there was a section called local gossip where we would ring my... Because it was a news show, we would ring my mum and find out her news.
Yeah.
And that section was called local gossip.
Lots of people tweet us, actually, asking about how your mum is and stuff, don't they, every so often?
Used to.
They miss bits. Oh, yeah, people have forgotten about it now.
Yeah. We didn't really ride the wave, did we?
No.
There was a sort of... an outline of a wave, and then we went, forget it. Go back on the beach. I've been wet. So I would just do some local gossip. And the play character Betty, you're not gonna believe what happened.
Oh no, what happened?
So you know, Paul wanted a new bathroom.
Oh yeah.
The tiles are down. So we go to this place. We go in the new bathroom, and they come in, but they don't deliver the right tiles.
No way.
They're not true.
No.
No, it's really not true. So when we got the wrong tiles.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
I know. So the tiles, they were meant to be green.
What colour were they?
They're blue.
No.
They're bright blue.
You don't want blue ones.
You don't want blue because when you put the run the water, it's too aqua.
You can't tell what's water and what's tile.
It looks like a sky in the sea. So it's sort of, you get the idea.
Local gossip.
Yeah. That was a laugh. We're having good old days.
Good old days, mate. Yeah. One day, we'll bring it back.
Yeah.
And then last time we did a podcast was this podcast, which we recorded about a year ago. But
and the first one back.
Yep. What do you mean?
Well, the first one doing a second one, aren't I?
Yeah. So I relaunched the podcast, but like with a new name and everything. I did it more professional, but it was...
More professional?
This is more professional.
Okay.
Because I used to record it on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a year. Fucking hell. Come on, Joel, edit this out.
Joel, don't edit this, please.
I've had
Joel,
chicken.
If you're listening
I feel
to
so
me,
tired.
Do not edit this up. This is Mark unedited. A mess.
So it's been a year since we did that. So the material that you were talking about then was from the previous show that you couldn't get to work.
That I was going to do.
Yeah.
In Edinburgh and then didn't because I went on to do Strictly.
Oh, did you do Strictly?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Went well. Did it really well. Came out of it looking really good.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
I think I got undermarked on the Paso Doble. That was about it, really.
Oh, really?
Oh,
sweet. So since then...
Maybe you didn't watch.
No, well, you know, I've got stuff to do.
Yeah, fair enough.
Creating a new podcast.
Yeah.
So you've now written another show since then.
So
you had to change it.
Well, I suppose I didn't have to. Mm. But I think that the experience was so strange and surreal.
Yeah.
That it would have probably been... Sometimes I regret dedicating a whole show to it.
Oh.
I think ultimately I made the right decision.
Yeah.
And plus it was a new process for me because I couldn't, you know, the way I normally build up a show is you go and do 5 minutes, you go to 10 minutes and you build it up to But I couldn't do it because every time I turned up at a comedy club, someone would film it and sell it to the tabloids.
Oh my God.
And I'd get in trouble because I'd be sort of taken out of context. You know?
Yeah.
And so I went to America
for
a month and wrote the whole show untested in a month which I'd never done before.
I mean, that is, I mean, just knowing how long it takes to write an Edinburgh show. I knew you went to America to get away for a bit, but I didn't know that's why. I didn't know you wrote the whole show when you were over
there. Yes, I went away to write, and this is I actually talk about this in the show.
Mm.
So I went to, and there was a lot of pressure because, you know, I was heavily scrutinized.
Yeah.
You know, whether people think that's right or wrong, whatever, you know, whatever. I was scrutinized, and yeah. So I felt like there was a lot riding on the show. You know, yeah. That I was going to, you know, the tabloids were going to go for like me, however good the show was.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like everyone was going to sort of go for me.
So you think about the angle that you took on it as well, you had to be careful about.
Well, I've actually been thinking, because I've not done the show in a while now, so right. I've been reflecting on it.
So you did the tour, half a tour, you did a tour, and then you're going to Edinburgh with the same show. So
shortened so people, version.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So people listening to this, they can see it in Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I'm here, to plug. Yeah, plug away.
Any
I don't want to see you. but what I was going to say is that, yeah, I think it had to be in a... So this, it sort of takes place from when that photo is dropped online by the Sun.
Okay,
on
yeah.
October the 6th. And yeah. Then it goes to the following Saturday, the following episode of Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay.
It takes place between those 7 days because I thought... I just need to give an account of what happened. And yeah. I can't really, you know, I can't try and justify what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I can't really give I can't really give a personal take on what I did. Because it's, you know, there's a thousand opinions there and you're not going to meet everyone.
No.
And so I thought, just give an actual account of what happened to you in that 7 days without... You know, and here's what I think about it.
Right, okay.
Don't do that. Mm. Because you're just opening yourself up to, criticism and whatnot. So it's just a story. And I've never done that before. I've never done that before because I'm a club comic.
Yeah.
And
so did you find, because so you say you wrote that in, see, I know you as, so we tour together for quite a while.
Do you?
And I know that you come up with material quite, easily, like if you have an idea, you can make a routine out of it quite quick.
If I have the idea, yeah.
You're the only person I know that, like, you could say, tell me an idea in the car, just an idea on the way to the gig. And by the time I've done my bit, and then you go on, it's like a Live at Apollo ready routine. And it's so frustrating as a comic when I'm like, look, what do you think of this joke? If I just change this word and then move that around 2 weeks later, I've been thinking about that same joke again. But you come up with stuff quite quick. But I would, what do you think? Was it because that's a month to write a whole show? Is
well, see, because what happened was so surreal, and in a way it was dark. It was quite dark. It was just so kind of unbelievable that it was funny anyway.
Yeah.
That I didn't, you know, I had to. Okay. I take comedic angle on things.
Yeah.
But there are things that I really thought, I never really sat there and looked for an angle.
No.
It
So it came to you quite easy then, if all this stuff.
I don't want to sort of discredit myself, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because it was hard and it was very, I'd been through a lot anyway.
Yeah.
And so to write under that pressure, I wasn't all there when I wrote it.
Mm.
In many respects, all I had to do was just say what happened and it was going to be fun. You know, like
when
I found out,
yeah,
you know, that the photo dropped and then what happened to me.
Yeah.
After that. And.
And you know what? You know, also, so what you,
all, you know, you're like,
what's that?
You've got you've been dubbed the most hated comedian in the country, and that week you've got to do the
not just comedian, thing. Mate. So, would you say a best hour is the hour that makes people laugh the most, or the hour that's better for the story?
I can't tell you now because I'm having some time off
from
the tour, and I've decided to not think about it until the last.
Thanks for
coming
on the podcast. So, wait, have you got any shows before
I've
Edinburgh?
Got a few previews to try and figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to think about it. I'm tired.
I'm tired
and I'm jaded, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm exhausted.
Last time we did this podcast, you were tired. You got really annoyed at me because it was in Old Street and then we had to walk quite a bit to where we were recording and you kept having a go at me. So.
Well, that's because you do that thing where you go, I hate when people do that. They go, oh, it's 5 minutes away. It's not 5 minutes away. It's 12 minutes away. Say it's 12 minutes away.
And you wouldn't have come.
I wouldn't have. I would have made us get an Uber from the tube station. Yeah.
So, go back to what you were saying about you wrote it in America. You didn't. Yeah. Surely you didn't just go straight on tour with it.
Well, Romesh. Mm-hmm. The only reason Ranganathan. I didn't do that, Romesh Ranganathan, up and coming comedian.
Just in case you don't know, Romesh Ranganathan.
I think he started to make telly appearances. Actually,
oh nice. He's a nice guy.
Well, he is a like. Mark, you can't. We're being sarcastic about him being on telly.
Oh, so if I'm being sarcastic, I'm being a nice
guy.
Have
you got it? Sounds like you carried on sarcasm.
I wasn't being sarcastic.
I know, but it sounds like you were.
Oh, no.
See, this
I'm glad you're here. I'm really glad you're here.
Is this what the podcast is like most of the time?
No,
you should be listening back to this because I don't know how well you're coming across.
Normally, I'm really professional and fine, but it's because it's you. I don't know. I go back into idiot mode because I was the idiot in.
That's our
Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
Yeah.
So I
hang on, what?
Just clever and dumber.
Yeah.
So how did you then go about?
Well, Romesh, I couldn't do any work in progress shows because the papers would come.
Yeah.
Or there was the fear that the papers would come.
Okay, so you couldn't advertise
they
it.
They might not, yeah. So I couldn't be billed. So Romesh let me very, very kindly.
Yeah.
It's so cool of him. He let me go and do like 40 minutes.
What, before?
Before him.
Oh, wow.
Him trying out an hour because he was doing work in progress shows. Ah. Actually, he's still doing work. I finished my tour and he's still doing work in progress shows.
Yeah.
That's how much of a pussy he is.
He needs something horrendous to happen to him so he can write it in a month. So, okay, oh, cool. So you just move stuff about and then are there bits? So obviously back to the podcast of what we're here to listen to.
Why do you keep looking at the machine?
Oh, I'm a bit OCD.
Right.
Because when we first did this, I had a producer dealing with it.
Yeah.
I just get paranoid that it's going to suddenly stop recording. I'm just really OCD about it.
That's not being OCD.
Isn't it?
No, that's just making sure the machine's on.
Yeah, but I keep doing it all the time. That's OCD, right?
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Is it?
Not really.
What is it then? Just annoying. Sorry.
Just
ignore
just
it.
Paranoid.
I am paranoid.
Paranoid.
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I hope all this stays in.
It will. But this is us, isn't it? This is our.
This is
our
it.
Vibe.
If you don't like this, do not listen to our previous
music-ish,
podcast.
Filmish.
Yeah.
So bits that you've tried. So they're bits from the tour.
Why haven't you prepared this?
Okay, well, are there any? Because I didn't even know we were going to be doing it.
That's true.
So were there bits from that you had already prepared that you cut? I'm guessing everything got cut from the original what you were going to do as a show before you did Strictly.
Well, there was stuff like okay, for example, there was a routine that was sort of born whilst I was touring with you. That was extended, and I kept adding
water
on to about smoking.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that?
The bit about
vaping. Maybe you don't.
Remind me.
It was about trying to quit smoking.
Oh, okay. I don't think I have heard that.
Oh, right. So, during that week, I started smoking 40 fags a day.
So I was smoking 40 fags a day.
And this is what I mean. I didn't have to sort of randomly crowbar
right.
in the smoking stuff.
Yeah.
It was like,
because actually makes sense
yeah.
to then lead into
which
that.
It's 40 fags a day.
Ah.
And now I can't get off them. So, bang.
Oh, so you're vaping
smoking
now.
Smoking stuff.
You got two vapes.
Yeah, in case one runs out of battery.
Oh my God,
I don't
that
have
is
an
bad.
Addictive personality. No, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine.
But vaping's fine, isn't it? For your health.
Oh, I don't know. I get quite angry. It can give you quite a tight chest. I mean, I constantly.
See, you
vape.
Always used to take the piss out of. You had a bit about. I can't remember what you used to say, but the vaping looks stupid. But you've got quite cool vapes.
They're not that cool.
They just
look like sort of metal slugs.
Yeah. But what did you used to say? I can't remember.
That's the bit I'm talking about.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so you got that. So that's in?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But then I dropped it.
Oh.
Because of time.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. That's good. Do you want to know if what, are you going to bring that back at all?
No.
Okay, well, tell us about it. What was it?
Yeah, that's definitely gone from the show. Yeah. So it's a shame. Some of these bits, I'm a bit gutted that they never made it onto telly.
Yeah.
Because it's a way, for us, the telly is a way of keeping the routine sort of alive.
Yeah,
and not
yeah.
having to just say goodbye to them and them sort of fading into the blackness. Do you know what I mean? So it was just about how, what I hated, you know what I'm like, I don't tend to say anything if I don't really think it.
Yeah.
But they always start from genuine thoughts. Mm. I don't sit down and try and work out how to be funny.
No, well that's,
I think it.
Well, that goes back to the car thing. You'll just have, you just, something you'll say in the car and you go, oh, that's actually,
yeah,
that works.
But just like, if you know, the government want to help people quit smoking, ban smoking,
yeah,
right? Don't introduce laws that where you're pretending to make a difference. So this is it. I mean, this is the actually. But I just think it, like, it's now illegal to display cigarettes. Well, I know where they are. They're still there. They're still behind the counter. All you've done is put them in a cupboard.
Yeah.
If this strategy worked, I'd be walking around my kitchen going, I'm sure I had some cups. Oh, fuck it. I quit cups. Do you know what I mean? So like, why? And then they bring in, oh, they've gotten rid of all the logos on the fag packets.
Yeah.
You know that?
Mm.
So do you know this? All cigarette packets look the same.
But
how's this going to help people quit? And this is the bit where I go, like, what do you really think you're going to offer your mate who's known for smoking? Oh, Chris, you want a fag? I'm right, mate, I've quit. How'd you manage that? It turns out I was just addicted to pictures of camels. No, it's not going to... Just ban smoking. Stop pretending. Yeah. Why are you... These laws are not going to help anyone. It's an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to get off. So putting them in a cupboard and taking the picture of the camel off isn't going to make a difference.
No.
So that.
Yeah. Okay,
do you know what I mean?
Cool.
That's in
there.
And that's, yeah. And it's sort of fully formed in my head anyway. You probably could do stuff with it, but then you have to work.
You do.
And I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So if you went to, just sidebar, if you went to a comedy club now to do a set, would you do stuff from the show, Strictly stuff, or would
I'd do one gag at the top. And move on.
And you could bring that bit in for that.
And I would do that bit.
Yeah.
No, I don't like doing that. And I'll do the club comedy. And it also, it can be, I don't want to, it can be quite, it can wear you down, an hour and a half talking about what was quite a, you know,
traumatic.
Again, whether people think I deserved it or not, it was a very traumatic experience for me. So to go and talk about...
You're getting quite good at wording things.
Every day. What?
You're getting quite good at wording things.
What do you mean?
Like, you're naturally now... Because you know people just instantly go, you're a cunt. You're now word...
I meant to become so well now, adapted
you
to
word
people
everything
calling
so...
me a cunt.
But you word everything so well that, like... Because you're conscious of it,
I guess. I'm so conscious. Yeah. I'm so scared.
Talk about cunt. Shall we go back to... You actually helped me with a joke in the last one. When we recorded before.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't do a joke because it was using the C word.
Yeah.
And you convinced me to do it. Do you remember the joke?
No. No.
I've spoke about it quite a lot on the podcast because it's just an interesting thing because I didn't think I could do it.
I don't listen to the podcast.
No, I know you
I listen to one podcast.
Yeah.
One episode.
And you listen to wrestling podcasts.
I fell asleep.
Unbelievable. Anyway, was it your episode?
Yeah.
Of course it was. I went up to my mate. I said, here's your cup of tea, you cunt. He said, that's a bit strong. I said, I ain't tried it yet.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah. And then you added the extra line of, you cunt.
Did I?
Yeah. You said, you ain't tried it yet. You cunt.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Really well. Well, actually, tell you what. Yeah. So the second one, either if they're really into it.
Do you mean the topper?
Yeah, the topper.
You call it a topper.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Cunt. Yeah.
Yeah. God, it's the most we've ever said that word on this podcast. So if the crowd really go for the first joke, I'll do the topper because they always
for
it.
Yeah.
But if it's okay, then the topper they don't like the word.
Yeah.
But I've been playing around a lot with whether to sort of pre-warn them that I'm going to use the C word because I just panic that people just get really offended and go, well, I won't see that guy again because he used the C word, you know? I don't... I don't like... people not enjoying it.
Oh, it's good that you think of stuff like that.
But
I use I drop the C bomb, as it's called. I drop it once in the show.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, this is what I
think. Well, I call
this
myself
is,
it.
This is what I think. I don't. I think that's, everyone's happy with that.
Yeah,
why won't he say what we're thinking?
Well, the king of observational comedy. Come on.
So, I think. It's okay because I don't swear in the show, except for that one.
Yeah.
And it's so, that word is so important for that joke to work.
Yes.
It's not like you're just saying it willy-nilly.
Yeah.
So I think, so I've learned from that, and it's fine, I do it now. And I do apologise after in a cheeky sort of, sorry, that's the only one that works.
But you're so good at that. You are quite cheeky, aren't you?
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
so affable, and you're so likeable. You don't seem like you have a bad bone in your body. So when you say, when you say cunt, it's, I think you're allowed to get away with it.
Yeah. So have you got anything that you wrote for the Strictly bit in America, and then when you tried it, it just didn't really hit or didn't quite work?
Yes.
Okay.
On the night I found out about that photo, we'll call it that photo.
Yeah.
I found myself outside my mate's house in East London. Have I told you this?
I think you did around the time. So it was...
After I've finished the Paso Doble on Strictly Come Dancing,
I didn't know what it was. Okay,
dance. Right. Yeah.
Is that the Matrix one?
Yeah.
Right.
So that night, I then... I've got to be careful what I say here, but basically, I find myself outside my mate's house in East London, and I'm phoneless, and I'm out because it's East London. Typically, you know, he lives at a fucking converted snooker club. He can't just live in a normal house, like the rest of the country. You know, it's East London. You know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we live in an old fire station or whatever. But anyway, so I get to his building and there's like 12 different bells. And I don't know which bell is his. And now I'm basically homeless. I'm homeless on the night that I was on Strictly Come Dancing and did the Paso Doble and got through to week four and got an 8 and 2
sevens. Really good dance.
And it was great. And it was a great night up until a point. I'm not sort of giving anything away when I say I'm in a bit of a state.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know what to do. I can't start walking around looking for a hotel. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what do I do? So my mate, whose house I'm at, I remember he's still got the same mobile number as he did when he first got a mobile.
Oh, wow.
Now, we're old friends. So I used to call his mobile from my landline at my parents' house I was like 15.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, it must be somewhere in my head. So I shut my eyes and I sort of try to go deep into my soul to see if I can sort of visualise dialing his number on a landline. Because I've got a pound. I never have change.
Yeah.
I'm a contactless man. Yeah. I'm the future, right? But...
you had a pound coin.
I had a pound coin. So I sort of close my eyes and I keep visualising, like sort of, and I'm acting out, pressing the number to see if I can find the pattern.
Have you been drinking at this point?
No, I never know. So that's just in the show. I never get to have the drink.
Yeah.
And so I go, I sort of think I've got it.
Mm.
And I go to Dalston High Street to a phone box.
I didn't even know they still existed.
Yeah, there's a phone box on Dalston High Street. And now I'm in a phone box. And I dial this number and it's the right one.
Wow.
And Tom answers. So our dance starts at a phone box.
Does it?
Did it? The Paso Doble. It's a Matrix. You know, the Matrix. That's how they get back into the world of, you know, the machines, as they get into a phone box.
So
I'm now in a phone box. And what I haven't told you, and what I've withheld from you for comedic effect, and this is the truth, is I'm still made up as Neo. What the?
Oh my God.
And that never worked.
Never worked.
I did it two or three times and it just never. Well, I couldn't. Seriously, I couldn't. But I mean, my instinct, for something. I just thought, this is going to bring the house down. This is absolutely mental. I've ended up on the night of doing the Paso Doble.
That's such a good pullback and reveal.
I've ended up in a phone box.
Basically,
Neo.
About to start the dance again. Wow. That's...
Having gone into, like, sort of into my internal soul to remember a phone number.
Yeah. So, would you have started... Was that right at the beginning, was it?
I imagine so, yeah.
Do you reckon maybe that could be it? Were they last?
It could only be at the beginning.
Were they last?
It could only be at the beginning.
Leading up to the last bit? Like,
No.
Do you reckon maybe it was just too long?
But...
I don't know, because that's... It's funny.
Do you know what I think it is?
What do you reckon?
I think it is an element of what you're saying.
Mm.
You know, I didn't do any soft... by the way, we've got to bear in mind, I've not had a chance to run this through.
No.
If you're doing a normal show, I'd do that bit 20 times.
Yeah.
I've not got enough time. Romesh has let me do a few 40-minute spots before him. If it ain't working, I can't work on it.
No.
I had to go with just what works right in. Does work. I can't go, well, maybe if I do that, maybe I do that. There's no time.
Mm.
And I couldn't... I knew that journalists were... Well, I felt like journalists were gunning for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't work on it. But what I do think is that
so funny.
It just I don't think you believe it. I really don't think you believe it. I think it's so unbelievable that I think it sounds made up. And that is what I think.
Yeah.
Sounds mental.
Yeah.
I do the Paso Doble for the Matrix theme with the dance starting in a phone box, and I end up on the night in a phone box
so poetic.
Made up as Neo ringing my mate. I mean, it's just... Which is why I left out the bit where I killed Agent Smith. Because I knew they wouldn't go for that. But no. So that never made the show. And I couldn't honestly, when...
I think I remember, I vaguely remember you telling me about it. And I remember thinking, that's gold.
Yeah, because it's just unbelievable.
It's just... And also, it's self-deprecating. It's just, it looks pathetic, doesn't it?
Well, the whole show is self... I don't know if it's self... It is, well, no, fucking hell, it's very self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Very. You know, how could it not be? You have to be, really. I mean, I'll tell you this, right? Here's where I did judge it correctly.
Yeah,
I'll tell you the story. This just quickly, I injured my back quite badly for going through the tour.
Oh, yeah.
And it meant that I couldn't end the show the way that I want to end the show, which I'm not going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I really couldn't move.
Yeah.
And I had to pull shows. And so I was having to do it just sort of stood still. You know, and you know me, I like to get around the stage and I couldn't. And so I was sort of left without an ending, really, to the show. And it just so happened. I actually told the comedian Henry Packer. Have you had Henry Packer on this show?
I know. I should get him on. Henry. Yeah. Genius. Is he doing Edinburgh?
No, I don't think so. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
He's always doing his trying stuff. He's a genius.
Yeah.
But he, I told him this today. So I'm sat at my local cafe on like one of the days off after I've hurt my back. And I'm sat there. And, you know, as I say, I'm not looking for sympathy, but, you know, I have still been through a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm sat outside my local cafe, and this guy who I don't know, he sat there and he turns to me and he says, "I've been meaning to thank you." And I go, "Sorry?" And he goes, Yeah, I've been meaning to thank you. And I went, "Right, what, why?" And he went, "It is you, isn't it?" And I went, "What?" And he went, "The bloke for the papers." And I went, yeah, probably. And he went, "Yeah, thank you." I went, "You're welcome. But why?" And he went, "Well, you live across the road from me, and obviously you're on the front pages quite a lot. And I looked at a picture of you on a front page on our street, and I realised I needed my chimney repointing."
That's so funny.
So every cloud. And that, he said that to me. And I couldn't believe he had said it. I found it so funny that I couldn't even laugh. Oh. I just couldn't, after sort of everything that I'd been through, and that this was the end. And I said to him, I went, "Every cloud." Really, like, deadpan.
Yeah.
And I went to him, I'm going to use that in the show, by the way. And he went, oh, great. Oh, I told my son that. And so I wrote, that was the ending of my show.
Amazing.
And but now, that can't go in. That's now not the ending of the show.
No, no, you're going back to the original ending. Yeah.
So that had to be dropped.
Yeah.
Because I don't do lucky, an encore. I just come out and say goodbye.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But that would be an encore, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because it was just so funny. Uh-huh. After everything. Yeah, I needed my chimney repointed. Glad it worked out for someone.
That's hilarious. That's really funny.
So there you go.
Any other bits?
That didn't make it to the show?
Yeah.
Not really. No. I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
Just that sort of... There's some bit... It's a bit like your cunt joke. You know, sometimes there are lines that if they don't hit as well as I would like them to, I might drop off the next bit.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
you gauge
yeah.
it as you go along. But if you're having a great show, it's all there. And not really, no, it's been quite good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So this is one that was very recent, and I think, so there's a number of reasons I think it might not work. So originally I tried it. I've been hinting to my girlfriend about the lack of sex. She's not getting it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That got nothing. I was doing a really good gig and then I dropped that in. Nothing.
Okay.
So, but I've been thinking about it and she's not getting it. So really, I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
That's, even though she isn't getting it, the emphasis is I'm moaning about it. So that's what you say is, oh, I'm not getting any.
Yeah.
So I think that might be the problem.
Yes.
I'm sure I can.
Yeah, because you're moaning about it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's another way of doing that in that form, because she's not getting it, has to be the punchline, because she's not getting what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I could say maybe she's been hinting to me about, I don't know. Any thoughts?
Yeah.
Drop it. Yeah. I think it's this one. I've already decided. Yeah.
But it's great the way you do this. I wish you could take a picture of this and put it on the, with, you know, attach it to the podcast. It's great. You just write out these jokes. They just come to you. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good.
And then just reword and then get rid of them and then go back to them. And yeah, I've got quite a few. So this is something someone said the other day. I haven't even put it into a joke yet. So someone says, you know when someone, is it similar to that first one I said to you about? You know when, say you've got a work do and then your boss comes up to you and go, so who are you going to bring tonight? Wife, girlfriend, partner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, but you could go, I'm not inviting all three of them.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Do you think it works just like that?
Probably or not with that way. I'm not going to invite all three of them. It's a
rubbish
punchline. Yeah. But yes, there's a joke there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, John.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Yeah, this is my, but do you think partner's too much? Go, this is my wife. Who do you think? So I'm mixing two jokes up then. He said, who are you going to bring? Your wife, girlfriend?
Would it be funny if you did bring all three of them?
Yes.
Make it an action.
Yes.
Make it a story.
Yeah. So who are you with? Wife, girlfriend, partner? Yep, all of they're all here. Or
well, you know, bring it or bring along. You know, you could bring anyone, wife,
girlfriend, partner. So I asked all. So yeah, okay.
I brought all three.
Yeah, yeah, that, okay.
Just a bit. It just, so it's he a bit, says, it just seems a bit snappy.
By the way, yeah.
I might be wrong.
No, that is better. Because,
and then you did do something.
Because if something happens, it is funnier. If you're saying something happens.
An action.
Yeah, of course.
And it's funnier than a non-action.
Yeah. So he'd say, here's my, you're coming to the party, yeah. Feel free to bring your wife, girlfriend, partner. That is so much better, Sean. That is so much better as a...
The doctor has landed.
Yeah. Well, one per episode. Thank you very much. It's the only reason I'm getting you on. Yeah, great. Yeah, that will work. I've just got to work out what the punchline is.
I want some of the money from your bucket. I assume you're doing Free Fringe.
Unbelievable. I'm proud. I'm very proud to do Free Fringe. We did our double act on the Free Fringe, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, you did it most of the time.
Yeah, that's true. We did. You probably did the first four.
No.
Oh, I'm hungover.
Oh, no. Those are the days.
But you know what? It was actually good for me because I just did an hour of stand-up and it was great. And then it was quite nice because it kept it fresh, because when we did do a double act, it was really enjoyable because we hadn't done it too much.
Although there was that time where I was so hungover that... Do you remember? No, it wasn't that I was so hungover I did anything wrong. There was a bit where I'd walk backstage. Remember the bits where I'd walk off?
Yeah.
And I would just... So I'd sort of do the show, look fine, go backstage and just go, oh, God.
That part was my favourite part of the show, or the most ridiculous part, where I... Do you remember? So Sean and I did a double act.
Yeah, can you explain?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
You put it on YouTube?
There are clips on YouTube. Yeah, yeah. Little clips. We didn't put the whole thing up, but... Right.
Well, I didn't do anything.
No. I think it's just Sean teaches Mark. Google that and then it'll probably come up.
Okay.
So the show was you were teaching me. I was a brand new comedian. You were teaching me how to be a better comic.
Yeah.
So going through all the
still am.
Hey. Actually, yeah, technically. So there's a part. So in Edinburgh shows, there's a thing called the 40-minute lull. So you get to the 40-minute mark.
Oh yeah, go on.
And then
God, I don't remember this.
And then you said to me, so that's like a... In the show, you said that's a point where you want to tell them something from the heart. Doesn't have to be funny. Just like really get the emotional part. And then you go off. And I...
Oh, my God.
And then...
Oh, my God.
And also, this is... So we got a lovely review in The Scotsman. This was Kate Kopsick's favourite bit, where I had to tell a story that just got progressively... It was basically... I can't remember exactly how I did it, but a personal story that no one... That's it. You said give a personal story that no one knows about you.
Yeah, really open up to them.
Yeah, and so I went on holiday somewhere, and then we got to where all the monkeys were. And I was a little kid.
It just sounds like something I would.
And then it was on the car journey back from a gig that we came up with it. And then,
oh, okay, nice. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you probably...
No, whatever,
this
it doesn't matter.
It sounds
it doesn't
like
matter.
You.
Yeah, it just sounds like... Because can I just say, I'm imagining me losing my mind when I thought of this.
Yeah.
Getting you to do it. Because I didn't have to do it. I was backstage.
I could hardly do it straight.
Right, come on, come on, tell them.
So I'd say about how, I was a kid on a family holiday and then went to a bit where you see all the monkeys and they're all sort of running around. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw over the other side of the road, there was a monkey on his own. It was really sad. So I went over there and... and I was looking at the monkey, he looked really sad. I can't remember which way around it goes, but anyway, and after I was talking to him, I said, "Hello, Mr. Monkey, how are you?" And then out of nowhere he sort of put his hand out and he started stroking my willy. And he kept doing it, and it was like I'd never felt anything like this before. It was amazing. And then and then it just felt amazing, and it all got like all this like tingly feeling, and then I thought I'd do it back to him, so I started stroking his willy. And then I noticed that it's like the faster I did it, the happier he got. And I was happier.
I'm crying.
And it just kept going on and on and on and on. Oh my God. And most of the time the audiences looked disturbed. And then that's what got the laugh. you'd walk out having heard it and just go, just really slowly walk out once I'd finished.
Yeah.
And your reaction got the laugh.
Yeah.
Because your reaction was what the audience were thinking. Yeah. And you just sort of looked at me and there was just silence, but they laughed when you came out. Yeah. And then I can't remember what your line was, but it was,
I can't remember.
No.
We've got to do it again. One day.
We should
we'll
do
just
a one
do
off.
That.
I've got to record it so we can see what what material was.
Oh. Let's end the podcast on that.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Let's put on you wanking off
a monkey. And he's wanking off me. Sean Walsh!
What's my neighbour going to think is happening?
So, good episode. Excellent. Really interesting.
If you do say so yourself.
Well, I was talking about the Sean part of it.
Oh, okay.
So, admin.
Mm. The fun bit.
Next week, Rob Beckett. Tune in.
Mm-hmm.
100% next week. I'll bring the right SD card. And also, I've had an idea, Joel. I don't know if this is worth doing or not. I'm going to try it and see what happens. Thursday at 7, before I do my gig on Thursday, and every Thursday, maybe every Thursday, I was going to go live on Instagram.
Yeah.
And if there's people interested, field any questions about the podcast.
Nice.
And also chat about some new jokes I'll be trying at the gig. I don't know if that's interesting or not.
It sounds interesting.
But it seems like cool and modern.
It does.
And
so that's dropping at 7 o'clock.
I have a phone and I have Instagram.
Wow.
So I can do it.
You show off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give that a go. 7 o'clock tonight, if you're listening on the Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if anyone cares.
Yeah.
I doubt they do, but they might. So let's just try it, I reckon. We've had some nice reviews. Thank you for people who review. That really does help the podcast. So if you have a spare moment, walk along?
Yeah.
Jog along to iTunes? What would you say? Just a little sort of scamper along?
Scamper along, yeah.
Scamper along to iTunes and leave a lovely review if that's the sort of thing you fancy doing.
5 stars.
Yeah. Please? I don't know. I think there's a load of gibberish here.
Mm.
What do you reckon, Joel? Do you reckon that's it?
I think we should go away.
Done?
Yeah.
See you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.